Let's pick up from Pasuk Dalet again, Rabbi Osai.
Hashem Boke Tishma Koli, Boke Erech Lecha Ve'atzata. Operating,
as we discussed yesterday, within the framework that the Yom HaTfilah begins in the morning, so David HaMelech describes his hope, which is also often a reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right away in the morning, meaning immediately, as soon as David HaMelech davens, Take it for Boket Tishma Koli Vazraini. Take it for Boket Tishma Koli Vazraini. Take it for Koli. Why is that? Because of what David HaMelech explains in the second half of the pasuk of Boket Ero Bukhada Atzata. Because I compare you to the morning. Same way that the morning suddenly, dramatically puts an end to the distress of night, the sicknesses of night, it alleviates the sicknesses of night, it dispels the darkness of night. So, or in other words, what the Malbim and covers here in this pasuk is basically the same idea or parallel idea to what we were discussing Thursday from the Nefesh HaChayim, that the response to tefillah, when there's a makom for the tefillah to be answered, is commensurate to the emuna and understanding that a person has. Because I compare you to the morning, that's why, right away in the morning, again, because I compare you to the morning in the sense of the sudden and dramatic change that morning ushers in. So because that's my emuna in you, so that is what allows for the result of Boker Tishma Koli. The final word in the pasuk, Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Baraka Erech Lecha Va'atzapeh. Atzapeh, I hope, Ki Yizrach Or Hashem V'Yishuaso. In the Be'ulei Havilas, so the Malbim explains that atzapa, when it's in the PL form, nikshar im hatikva b'chol makom. It means hope. So there's something very, very beautiful here in the Lashonos. In the kal form, when you have the same shorish in the kal form, right, sofer means to look. But specifically, that sofer is a scout, right? So it's someone who's looking into the distance. So that's what the word means in the kal. In the PL, hope is when a person is looking into the future with a certain hope. Hope means a certain vision for the future. And that's the connection between what the shamish means in the kal and what it means in the PL. You're not a God who desires evil. Evil does not frighten you. The Malbim comments, Ha'amim ovde alilim, hoyum miyachasim el ha'elim shalahem, ta'atue resha v'chol hamidas haraos. Kanoda bahavle ha mythology shalahem. Kibavo shayichasu kol koach hanimtzo b'teva al koach elyon shemimenu yushba hakoach ahu. the idolatrous nations, and the Malbim says this mentality, this mindset that he's about to explain to us is reflected in mythology. Basically, whatever midos they saw amongst humanity, so they deified those midos. So they saw that there's love. So they had a god of love. But there's also a lot of evil amongst people. So whatever the way they abstracted, they didn't really abstract, but the way that they extrapolated from the world to belief was they basically just deified what they saw in the world. So in the world, there are kokos atov, so they had good gods. But in the world, amongst people, so not all people make the right choice all the time. There are also kokos hara. It's the exact antithesis, right? The Torah tells us that we're created and have the potential to be the Tzavon HaMelachim. The idolatrous mindset is that they depict their gods, Bitzalem Adam. Instead of having a hasoga of elokus, and that a person needs to strive to genuinely be tzavon elokim, it's mamish the exact opposite. It's that they're just deified. The gods are just very powerful people with all the whims and flaws that people have. Just that they put them on high. So that's what David HaMelech here is negating. Kilokel Kofet Vesha Ato, right? Contrary to this mindset of idolatrous religions, of mythology. So, Rachman Litzlan, that's not who the Rebbeim Shalom is. And what's more, given their multiple deities, so sometimes even the good gods, those whom they associated with the Kokos HaTov in the world, were afraid of were intimidated by the evil gods. Lo yidloch hara. So here there are many, whether it's in Psukim or Ma'amar Chazal, we find that the Pasuk is relating to something which is just so crude that you wonder why is that worthy of a response. So such this crude, again, mindset which just deifies human beings with all their, again, they created gods in the image of people. So David HaMelech has to be a Messiah, is that? That's what the Kisvei HaKodesh, a Messiah, is that? So the answer is that no matter how patently false and wrong and crude something is, if it becomes sufficiently widespread, it needs to be rebutted. People need the chizuk, reinforcement of what's true and what's correct. When sheker is widespread enough, when it surrounds us, when it envelops us, it's easy, Rahman al-Atslan, we're susceptible, Rahman al-Atslan, to allow the popularity to blur the line between truth and falsehood. It's a very, very important yisod in chinuch. Sometimes there's a tendency to think that some things are said in dvarim pshutim, and some of the things which are happening around us and are being said around us, and some of the positions that are being espoused, and some of the movements which are being championed, are just so obviously, and patently wrong and false and misdirected. There's no need to comment on it. No, David Amelech comments on it. Because if it's widespread enough, it sows confusion. People are susceptible when falsehood becomes widespread enough. So people are susceptible. We know it empirically. And it's a very, very important chinuch lesson. In the parentheses, the Malbim mentions Kanoda behavlei hamitologia shalem. The word hevel havlei is recurrent here, recurs within the next few lines at least four times here. V'gam hachafetz batov, two lines later, at the end of the line, if it's in the same edition, v'gam hachafetz batov, within the idolatrous scheme, even the good gods, yogo v'yifached, they fear min ha'el chafetz rasha, ki yinatzchei levomen, because sometimes the evil deity has the upper hand. Kanoda again, Bahavle Hayavan Vashirayan. In the feudal thoughts, beliefs of the Greeks and their poetry. Again in Pasuk Vav and Zion, the word Hevel will recur twice. The pshat is that Hevel is used for something which doesn't have even a shemetz of emes to it. Ever since Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, so Tov and Ra, emes and shaker, are often intermingled. There are lots of things in life which are wrong, but they're not 100% wrong. The right and the wrong are intermixed and intermingled. When the Malbim wants to underscore that we're talking about something where there's not even a shemitz, there's not even a trace of emes, that's what Hevel represents. The Rambam in Parak Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he talks about the idolatrous tovus, the tov b'nei adam b'dorosh al enosh. So he quotes from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu about musar havolim eitzu. Hevel is a descriptive term used for avodah zarah again, to express this idea that there's no shemet shel emes. Lo yisyatzvu hololim l'neged einecha. So nesa kol poli avet. The Malbim explains again the pasuk coming to dismiss, to negate the distortions and the bulbulim of the avodah zarah mentality and belief. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ach Tov, so he doesn't give standing, he doesn't welcome Hololim, Achzarim, Bali Retzach. If there are evil gods, so then the evil gods give place to people who are evil. That the Ribon Shel Olam Achtov is Lo Yisyatzvu Hololim L'Neged Einecha and Sanesa Po'alei Oven. To Abed Dov Bechazov, you'll destroy those who disseminate falsehood. Yishdomim U'mirma Yisoy Hashem. Again, continuing along the same line. When you have someone that's evil, so he supports evil in other people. According to the mythological belief of evil gods, so they support evil people. Evil supports evil. Lishma. China supports Russia. Evil supports evil. Not just because of the geopolitical considerations. No. Evil finds affinity with evil. Lishma. The same evil anarchistic impulse. Evil supports evil. Iran supports all the terrorist organizations who do their best. Afman al-Tfan, Hashem, Ayud al-Abed. Evil supports evil. So that's what it means. No, but Hayos. So within the idolatrous scheme, evil people have their backers. But I'll leave it to Emes, obviously. Ta'abed dove chozav yishdom u'mir v'yisoyim Hashem. Sometimes we look and we see people, nations, evil nations, and you wonder, like, what do they gain from this? And parents say, love doctor that they're gaining anything. Evil supports evil. Love doctor that they're gaining anything. Sometimes there is a geopolitical cheshbon that there is to have an alliance against the United States. Sometimes there is, but it doesn't have to be. Evil, matzo minus mino. The same way in chemistry, certain elements naturally bond. So in the Marvel universe, certain elements also naturally bond. Evil bonds with evil. V'ani b'ro kastacha ado v'secha eshtach l'hecha kachacha b'yirasecha. Ratzalomar, says the Malbim, Yesh hevdel godol ben ha'olid Hashem ha'mispalo le'lokov uven ben necho ha'mishtachelim la'atzorim. Ki ovid ha'olil ya'avdehu v'yispalo le'lo mitzad yir'oso min hara v'rotza l'ratzoso bal yeralo. Actually, you're also min hara tachniseir al mikdash ha'hevel. Again, that recurrent depiction. אבל אני ברוחסתך אבא מסך, איס אלך ובייס השם לא היירה מן הרע, תנכן לשמה, אך החסר המספר של המציאות בכללו. So remember we had earlier, where was it? Back in Capital Days, that the Malbim commented that in Lashon HaKodesh, the subject is discernible from the verb. Right? So, Ova Vaisacha, so we know the subject is Ami. And when, nevertheless, the Pasuk spells out the subject, the Ami, there's an emphasis there. And the Malbim explained that usually it's intended as a contrast. And that's how the Malbim knows what the Pshat is here. That's how we know that this Pasuk is suggesting a contrast between the mindset of a man in Hashem when he comes to Davin, as opposed to the Hololim or the Dovei Chozav when they engage in their idolatrous worship. What the Malbim here is reflecting, I think it's something that I think we've had occasion to discuss, is a yisod that you find already in the Ramban. That the Ramban in Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, so the Hemshech Hatzukim, Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim, Ve'lohem Ha'asech Ha'asasu Lachem Ani Hashem Elokechem. The next pasuk is, V'chisiz B'chu Zevach Shlomim La'ashem, Mitzom Kanitiz Ba'chuhu. Doesn't really seem to be any connection or any flow between the two psukim. Ramban comments as follows, Omar, Ve'omar, V'chisiz B'chu Zevach Shlomim, Ki Acherei She'asa Ha'zvicha, V'chol avodo le'elilim ve'elohei ma'asecha v'rikein kolo avodos kulam l'shem ha'miyukad ama ki kashe tizbuchu l'ashem lo tizbuchu lo elo l'ritzomchem shetia avodaschem l'rotzel m'fonov v'yirtze v'chem ke'evid yisratza al adona v'asosu kol ashe yitzabenu kolashen v'nirtze lo l'chape olav v'or panepe ki v'tzisam. So somehow or other, the Ramban sees in the pasuk v'chisizbuchu zavach shlomim l'Hashem, the tzon kantizbuchu, that's the counterpoint to al tifnu el lilim. And what the Ramban is telling us is as follows. Avodah Zarah, of course, obviously represents a terrible distortion in terms of whom they worship. But that's not the extent of the distortion, of the bilbo of Avodah Zarah. It's not only in quotation marks. It's not only that they have the wrong address in terms of to whom, or in that case, maybe to what they're directing their avoda, but the whole concept of what avoda, of what worship means, is distorted. Because, and right, it's a l'shitasa, right? The concept of Avodah in Avodah Zarah is basically to mollify and pacify, to try to that the deity should then look favorably upon them. Meaning it's all very practical and pragmatic. The same way, if you get to the elevator the same time as the boss, the same time as the CEO, so you hold the elevator door open for him, whether you like him or not. You hold the elevator door open for the CEO, and hopefully that way you get your end of the year bonus and the chuluk. Mashenkin, you let the elevator door close in his face, so then not only going to get the end of the year bonus, but maybe you won't have a job next year. So it's not because the employee thinks that the CEO is any better of a person. It's not because he looks after the CEO, but it's just very practical. But he's being pragmatic. So that's what the whole notion of Avodah Zarah is. There's no notion of Lashma. The whole thing is, it's a quid pro quo. It's a quid pro quo. So the Ramban explains, Al tifnu al liba v'lehem asechel asasu achem, means not only reject the belief of Avodah Zarah, but reject the approach to Avodah. And the point and counterpoint is not only between the Alilim and Lahavdil, Lahavdil, infinite Havdolis, and Lashem, but it's between the looking to just that it's something purely pragmatic, as opposed to no, it should just be Lerotzo. We're not looking to get anything out of it. Shalom and ask the Kabbalah press. That's what our Malbim is also depicting, right? And that's the contrast. The Va'ani is Verochastacha Avodesecha. I count you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not mitzad yirasu min hara v'rotze l'ratzosu v'al yeralo. It's not a pragmatic impulse that I come to daven. Eis eilech leves Hashem lo hayir min harat tamcheni shama. That's not what leads me there. Ach hachesed hamispashed al metzius b'cholo. Chastei kel asher abir al kul nitsa. In the Ramban, this is a recurrent theme. The importance to try that Avodah should be Lishma. Avodah Hashem shouldn't be, again, mitoch shelo Lishma bo Lishma. We need the shelo Lishma. But as we operate with it, we should make sure we don't lose sight of the fact that it's supposed to be a building block to a higher madrega. Because Avodas Hashem isn't supposed to mean what's in it for me. A person is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who he is. And that's the darga to which we have to aspire. Okay, maybe we'll stop here.